And then we look at him and things stop there. No, to the contrary. The Bible says we fight against powers and principalities. You see? And our focus is not that. That's not our focus. Because I've seen people thinking all the times what we do is to fight against the enemies, against the devil, against this, against... That's not our focus. This is why in each month, in each service, we have got a different focus. We focus on other things. But today, we want to focus on spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare, it is an act of having a contention in the spirit realm, knowing our rights, our spiritual rights, not human rights, our spiritual rights, and acting upon them. You see, you have to be a spiritual activist who can fight for your rights. And you must understand, the Bible said those who received him were given the right to become sons of God. So you have the right to be a son of God. Now the Bible says in Mark 16, from verse 16, 17, those who shall believe in his name, those shall believe in my name, they shall cast out evils. So there's so much evil on the face of the earth. There's so much evil on the face of so many families. So much evil in the face of so many people's destinies. So much evil in the face of so many people's callings, ministries, and destinations. It is very imperative to understand that God, through his son Jesus, said, we shall cast out evils. So we are the ones to remove evil from the face of the earth by casting the evil out. So every evil that is in your life, every evil that is in your career. Oh, they were even answering already, something's wrong. We are dealing with evil here. Now, like, every evil in your family. Yes. Yes. No. This is a spiritual warfare. Somebody say, yes. There are spirits that are called hoarding spirits. These spirits, they hoard your life. They hoard who you are from moving forward. And among the hoarding spirits, I said that there are spirits of limitation, spirits of stagnation, spirits of almost, spirits of delay. They are hoarding spirits. These spirits don't enter a person. They don't affect you inside. They operate from outside and they remote control you from far. So whenever you want to achieve something, they can remote control you from a distance. And you find yourself back to square one. So they can control you. They can delay you. They can actually have you experience an almost breakthrough. You almost got it. You almost had it. You almost got married. You almost, you know, they can put a delay spirit. They can put over your life a spirit of stagnation, where all things in your life just remain stagnant. Now, these are hoarding spirits. Then we have what is called tormenting spirits. Tormenting spirits are those spirits that usually they will be on a person, tormenting the person. Most of the time, they like affecting the mind of a person. So the person would have depression, anxiety. A person would have a lot of thinking until they develop headaches or fear. They just start having panic. It's just so panic. They're just under so much panic in their life. And we have another spirit on the tormenting spirits, where people even can develop epilepsy, being tormented by the devil, tormented by a spirit. You see, it's there. Jesus met them in the Bible several times. Tormenting spirit. They make people not sleep at night. They want to sleep, but actually they see visions, they see scary things, and they can't just sleep at night. And all these tormenting spirits torment the people of God. And I, being a prophet, I cannot be standing on the pulpit here, proud and teaching you where I've got people with these spirits in their lives. It's very important that we cast out all these spirits. We command the hoarding spirits out. We command the tormenting spirits out. in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For the Bible says the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking. It is about demonstration of God's power. Now today I didn't come here to teach. I came to demonstrate the power. And this power will be demonstrated through deliverance. Every person, I don't care where the demon is not inside. Even if it's operating from your outside, wherever it is, it must come out of your life. Now, we have another type of demons, which is called the afflicting demons, or demons of affliction. Demons of affliction, normally they cause human or physical abuse. We see afflictions on people. Afflictions, they cause sicknesses that can be cured. Afflictions, they cause some crazy things on your body. You can be afflicted with some strange things on you. I even said that before. You may find yourself feeling itching all the times. You take a shower, you feel itching. You stand in the sun, you feel itching. You are afflicted. Sometimes strange sicknesses, rashes, things coming on your skin, things coming on you. You can't understand. When you eat something, then having reactions, you are being afflicted by the enemy. Hear me. Any affliction that is coming on your life, whether on your children, that affliction will come out today in the name of Jesus. Now, the last group of demons that we'll be casting out today are called demons of possession. These demons of possession, normally, they possess the spirit of a person. They possess a person. The demons of possession, they possess the spirit, the inner person. They possess you. And then they take over and control, where they control your speaking to a level whereby if they want you to lie, you lie. If they possess your spirit, if they want you to commit a sin at their time, they can push you to do it. This is why if I look at a person who is possessed, I say, out, a demon may act, the person may love me, but a demon inside may say, I hate you. And the demon may make a person, move around and be a bit aggressive because the person is not aware what they're doing. So demons of possession, they possess a person and make the person be doing things unconsciously. So you don't even know what you're doing. You make so many mistakes. Demons will actually tell you, do that, a mistake. Do that, a mistake. Date that one, a mistake. Do, go there, a mistake. They can destroy you. And today we have come after them. Time is over to be remote controlled. Time is over to be remote controlled. Hear me. So if you see all these things, you'll find out that man was made in the tripartite. Man was made in the body, in the soul, and in the spirit. Now, if you see at all these things, each group of demons affect one. Now, let's see. Demons of possession. We said they affect what? The spirit of a person. They possess the real you. And the demons, tormenting spirits, they affect your mind, your brain, which is your soul, your thinking place, your soul. They cause depression, anxiety, panic attack. They even appear when you're trying to sleep. Sometimes they affect you. You see some crazy visions. It's all about your soul. They affect your thinking. They always make you think your past. They make you regret. They always make you cry. They affect your soul. Well, demons of affliction, they affect your body. Physically, they abuse you with afflictions, itching, and all these diseases and nonsense that come in your body. And the fourth one, we said the hoarding spirits, which operate from outside, not in your mind, not in your spirit, not in your soul, not in your body, but they operate from outside. Since they can't enter you, they know there is fire inside of you. They know there is Jesus inside of you. They stay outside. Then they can stop you from outside. Apostle Paul said, we wanted to come, but Satan stopped us. We wanted to come, but Satan stopped us. How did Satan stop? He was not in Paul. He was outside. You wanted to make this project, but it was stopped. Who stopped? You have no idea. Trust you, it was a demon. Trust you, it was Satan. Paul said, Satan stopped us. So today, we want to deal with anything, any power, prosperity working in your family, any spirit that is working in your family. We want to stop that demon before the demon stops you. We want to come and send the name of Jesus. We are in 2020. What you caused in 2019, we reject it and we cancel it. Any plan you did against my family, I cancel it, I paralyze, I remove it in the name of Jesus. Are you ready for prayer? Begin to clap your hands. Begin to say the name of Jesus. Command out. I command out. I command out. I command out. I command out. Every tormenting spirit. Every tormenting spirit. Every tormenting spirit. Every tormenting spirit. Command every demon affecting your mind. Every demon affecting your mind. Every spirit affecting your mind. Power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Command out. Command out. Command out. Command out. Command out. In the name of Jesus. You demon affecting my mind. I command you out. Command out. Command out. Tormenting spirits. Demons of affliction. Demons of affliction. Demons of affliction. Command them out. Command them out. Demons of affliction. Hoarding spirits. Hoarding spirits. Command them out. Command them out. Hoarding spirits. Demons of delay. Demons of stagnation. Command them out. Command them out. Command them out. Command them out. In Jesus' name we pray. As we're in a prayer moment, be in the mood. Because today, we are removing what has been causing problems in your family. You see, when you are doing deliverance and you are trying to be a gentleman, it never works. When we are doing deliverance, when I declare something, you must agree with his strength. Not, yes. No. If a dog is eating in your plate and you go there and you say, oh, come on, dog, now move out. A dog will never move out. When we are dealing spiritual warfare, when I'm telling you we are doing this, everyone agrees with his strength. Unless you like your problem to remain where you are. Yes, amen, 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 pastor. Am I a pastor? Say yes.
Yes.
You see, this is how we know people who are tired with their problem and those who are not tired with their problem. If you are tired today, you will be very aggressive spiritually. Lina siko pradiga. Jara dia surade. No siko pranade. Chains are being destroyed by the anointing. Every power of darkness is coming out of your life. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. Deliver us in your house. Deliver us at your home. Miracles in your bank account. It's your day. Receive it. Every tormenting spirit must come out. Every spirit of possession must come out. Out! Say out!
Jesus, make shower, prophesy.
Makoradigo sorare,
Josa.
Wherever you are, as we are praying for deliverance.
Oh yes.
Somebody say deliverance.
Deliverance,
deliverance in my house.
Now,
as I've said, when we're dealing with the deliverance, there are four groups of spirits. One, hoarding spirits. Two, Huh? Affliction. Three? Tormenting. Tormenting spirits. And four? Possessing spirits. And I said, the only way to command them come out, it is when we use the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, if you feel there is an attack in your family, if you feel there's an attack in your life, begin to command out right now in the name of Jesus. Command every spirit. Command every spirit. Command out. Jesus name.
Amen.
Jesus name we pray.
Amen.
Sit down. There's a demon here. There's a demon. There's a demon. Come out. 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 Another tiger. Another tiger. Pick up. Stretch. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go. Go. She's free.
Put your hands together for Jesus, somebody.
Hey. Busisiwe.
Jesus, I'm free.
You can you come over here? Come over here. What's your name? What's your name?
Busisiwe.
Huh?
Busisiwe.
So, what am I saying?
Busisiwe.
So why are you not coming?
I didn't hear you, Papa. I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
I want to deliver people. Hey, quickly, quickly. I'm doing deliverance now because of time. Time. Let me deliver her. Mighty name of Jesus. Come over here. Hey! You're free.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Every person about to lose, hear me. If you're about to lose something in your life, any person about to lose anything in their life, deliverance is taking place in their lives.
I see.
Any demon? Hey, come. You say what?
Deliver me from affliction.
I should deliver from affliction.
Yes, Papa.
Out! Jesus' name. Hey, come here. You're free. Hey.
When a major one, Muto every day, why are you always delivering her? God, I want to kill her. This girl is a great woman of God. I want to finish her. She's a prophetess, this one. I want to finish her. But you, major one, you, major one. You are disturbing me. You are disturbing me, Major One. You wanted to be a professor.
You are free. Affliction. Affliction spirit.
Hey.
out. Out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pick up. This affliction is trying to bring cancer.
Yes. They say it in my cancer, my spinal cord.
Huh?
Yes, it's a multiple cancer that's it. Move down my pelvic.
You'll be surprised.
Sit.
Help her to sit down. As we are praying for deliverance, healing, wherever you are watching us from, wherever you are, believe in the power of resurrection, the power of Jesus. It doesn't matter whether you are sitting down. I have good news to tell you. Today, affliction will come out of your body.
I receive.
Today, every tormenting spirit will come out of your life.
I receive.
Today, every affliction will come out of your family. Today, every hoarding spirit will come out of your life. Say out! Say, you demon! You spirit! I command you out, out, out! Bring her here, bring her here. In the name of Jesus. Go. Stand up, everyone. Say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every spirit.
Every spirit.
I command you out.
I command you out.
Every spirit.
Every spirit.
I command you out.
I command you out.
As you are praying for deliverance, it doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. Today is your day. I'm looking for a people who their hearts are open for deliverance. I'm looking for somebody who says, today I need deliverance in my life. I'm looking for somebody who says, I need deliverance in my family. Deliverance. 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 Say deliverance. In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus. See.
Sora kapa sora deka paradika.
See.
Mighty name of Jesus. I set you free. Watch your deliverance. Woo! Woo! In the name of Jesus, I set you free. Liver. That's our deliverance. In Jesus' name. That's the way out. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Woo! She tried, eh? She tried. She tried. They will never be delivered. She thinks she's the light of the family. I'm telling you, nobody will deliver these people. Never! 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 She came running here, Major. She came! Woo! Never! Never! She belongs to us. Never! She's running! She will never run. We will get her! Affliction! Never! Never! She will never.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Woo!
I paralyze you.
Woo!
I paralyze you.
Woo!
And I command you out.
Woo!
You're free.